Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Okay, this is the one time in Guardians history, or Indians history, baseball history in Cleveland, that I, if you are just over the top confident, because the worst thing that happens is you go into the playoffs, it doesn't happen. And then you go, well, yeah, it was just September. Like it is, it's almost like anything that happens from the moment that you took over first place in this division, assuming you finish off the regular season in a playoff spot, which should happen tonight, potentially. But anything that happens since Tuesday night, once you get there, to me is like, oh, hell, this is just fun, right?
Yeah, I mean, we weren't supposed to be here. I mean, I was certainly somebody that ruled them out and said that, you know, this isn't going to be a playoff team. And if it is, they're going to be the team that slips into the wild card and maybe there's something there. Like, everything is basically an added bonus at this point. How do you not just look around and go, you weren't supposed to be in this spot. You had to get almost perfect pitching to be in this spot. You had to have a ton of young guys in the lineup step up. You had to have the bullpen basically completely 180 on itself from what they were doing to what they're doing now. It's not even realistic to expect those things to continue to happen, but I'm not going to live in the world of realistic. I'm going to live in the world of it's happening now, and I'm going to live it until it doesn't.
Yeah, I remember going into 2012 when everyone was freaking out about the Mayan calendar or Y2K, and I was like, if it happens, I don't have to worry anymore, but I can't bank on it happening, right?
Yeah.
Like, whatever tomorrow brings, well, that's tomorrow's problem. Today, I'm dealing with reality. And I do think, like, listen, there is the familiarity of all of this. And there is a part of that that makes you wonder, well, what does that mean for you? At the same point, it's like, you have owned them. You owned them in last year's playoffs. You've owned them in this regular season, so much so that you had the tiebreaker before you even played this damn series. Like, you should have a healthy fear of any team that makes the playoffs, because the format, especially a wild card series, allows for a lot of fluky things to happen. Okay. Like, to me, I want this to happen again. I want to see the Tigers again, because there's some real skin in the game here. And like, we had a couple callers say, well, rivalries aren't real anymore because players move around. Guys, players have been moving around for 40 years. Like, free agency's not new. Trades are not new. Like, so the rivalry isn't necessarily, well, Verlander's no longer there. No, it's between the cities. This is so much more of a pure rivalry, because Scooble's going to be a Dodger in 3 months, right? But there's still going to be guys who remember how this thing happened and how the last 2 years have gone. So, and even beyond then, there's organizational relevance between the two organizations and people have worked there. And as a Guardians fan, I haven't forgotten the Miggy Cabrera years. Everyone who is old enough to experience it has not forgotten the waxing that happened. So rivalries aren't about, well, Jose's going to play till he's 39 here, but the Tigers don't have a bleep that crap. No, it's between the towns, it's between the cities, and that's why this has so much traction to it and why I'm so damn excited about the idea of facing this team again in the playoffs.
I think you can just go to baseball this year too, though. Like, if you're just looking for Guardian success, I don't understand the fear of, well, you've seen that team so many times. If you were playing them tight in the last two series, or even if they had turned things around this series, and they take even one of three, and it would have been those first two games, right? Like, mm-hmm. This bullpen game, I expect the Guardians to take it. If they don't take it, I'm not worried in the slightest. But if they had taken, you know, game one on Tuesday, it would have been like, okay, they figured out a path to beating the Guardians. You are so far into their heads. The last thing the Tigers want to see right now is that they finish as a sixth seed and have to walk into Cleveland to play in a wild card game. You've basically already defeated them mentally at that point.
It's risk versus reward. I'll take the reward of potentially beating them in a playoff series a week and a half from now. I'll take that versus the risk of, well, maybe if you clinch the division tonight, maybe you slow walk the next three games and lose that edge you had, whereas they're going to have to play to the final minute of the season. Okay, I'll take that risk. Because, again, the reward is if you beat them in the playoffs, there is no smack talk for the Tigers until at the earliest next playoffs. And the likelihood that three straight years in this format, you're going to see the same team.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
From this division, that happens in the AL East all the time because of how many juggernauts and how the big payrolls are there. It's very rare that's going to happen here. And even if it does, you'll still say, oh, you finally got one of the playoffs, right? Like, I continue to come back to, we're in a spot where we just have so much going for us. Even if it feels fluky or lucky or whatever people want to say, yeah, you want to say bring on the Tigers? Why wouldn't you say that now? If you don't say it now, you can never say it again, right?
Yeah, I would fully agree with that. Like, your alternative is bring on the Astros. Like, and again, the Astros have been bad too, but the Tigers are historically bad. You have all the rivalry things that we're talking about, right? Where you have the added bonus sort of side into it. I still think you look at the two way the teams are playing. I think I just, again, even if you take all of that out of it, I still want to see the Tigers, the actual baseball team, before I want to see the Astros. As bad as the Astros pitching has been, they don't have Yordan Alvarez, right? He's going to be out. He's out indefinitely. He's not going to be in that series. I think I'd still be not even nervous, because I don't think I'd really be that nervous going up against the Astros, aside from it just being a wild card series. But I'd feel that there's more, okay, that team can spark you. You haven't had that familiarity with them, and there's something that you just don't have that you have with the Tigers, where I mean, the Astros have taken down in the playoffs before. They've been the juggernaut in the AL before.
Well, I think there are some people who'd like to beat the Astros here, and they'll call back to things like 2017 and banging trash cans and stuff like that. And listen, I'm going to try, and this is where it's going to be an effort thing. I'm going to try and just approach these playoffs of anything from here on out is gravy. And just and in games, because this always happens with the Browns, right? I don't expect them to be good. I expect them to be competitive. And if they're good, then you've surprised me. We've landed on the right side of surprise. But during the games, do I still live and die with them? Of course I do. I'm a Cleveland sports fan. You don't turn that off. I didn't live here for 4 years. I didn't cover the team for 4 years. And I didn't turn it off. So, like, specific to this, like, in between games, my thoughts are going to be, oh man, this is so awesome. This is going to be so great. It's so great to be in the playoffs. What an accomplishment. Now, during the games, I will die 1,000 deaths. But that's what makes playoffs so damn good. But I want it against the Tigers, because if you win, it'll just mean more. And I think we've gotten too afraid of how much it sucks to lose in some place you don't want to lose, like a rivalry loss. Like, what made the Pittsburgh win in 2020 so sweet is that you had your lumps in previous regular season and playoff matchups. Not that time. And by the way, I imagine if you're Detroit, that's how you're selling this from your side. But no, like, it is risk where, okay, the reward of beating Detroit plus going to the next round of the playoffs, that's just a little bit more than the Astros or the Red Sox.
Yeah, it outweighs everything. Like, those other two series, again, I think I approach it in a different way. I think I'm going to...
Coward.
I'm going to... No, I'm just saying I'm going to expect them to actually do something in the playoffs. Like, where you'll be in between the games being like, oh, this is great. I'm not going to have that mindset. Now, I'll step away from these playoffs once they're over. Once the Guardians are out, I think I'll be a week removed from that and be able to say that exact same thing. I don't think I'm going to be able to do it in the moment, even between games. I don't think I'm going to be able to appreciate it in that moment, but I will have the appreciation.
The Guardians are not just in the heads of the Detroit Tigers. We're going to tell you who else they're completely in the dome of. Coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.